Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the fourth day of September 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 60 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 69 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 40, and still got the clouds coming in, could rain, I mean, raining on and off, which I guess is a good thing, as dry as it is around here. Anyways, we'll run through the break, and we'll be right back, and we'll hit the outrage page.
Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Looks so much better when you turn the volume up. It's unbelievable. Anyway, let's go to the outrage page. See what outrageous thing is going on today. Because there's nothing but... Remember in the good old days, you know, back 30, 40 years ago, and there used to actually be some good things in the fucking news. Everything wasn't a fucking tragedy or a fucking debauchery or, you know, just flat bad news. Now it's that's all in the fucking news. Every day I have to go past old Hunter Biden there, that dirty bastard. Okay, here we go. Now we know that. What the hell? That's interesting. So let us put some more up. Are you guys ready for this? Immigrants are rescuing a worker-starved U.S. economy. No, a fucking goddamn wage-starved fucking U.S. economy. Every son of a bitch in one of these fucking foreign nationals, these goddamn aliens should be thrown out of this fucking country, and then the people who belong here would have a plenty. They would have a middle-class living minimum. They're rescuing. They're coming to rescue us now. Now you're seeing the recolonization of this goddamn country. You can see why these son of a bitches are fucking treated with kid gloves, allowed to drive around drunk, kill your fucking kids, whatever they fucking please. This is by Felix Salmon, Exoas, I guess it is. Immigrants are joining the U.S. workforce at much higher levels than normal. No, I don't believe it. Not with tens of thousands of them coming across the fucking border every week. I don't believe it. Why would they? They couldn't get work permits like that. They couldn't be allowed to come and take the fucking people of this country's jobs. Now, could they? They're likely to account for roughly 500,000 new jobs over the next three quarters, per a new report from Goldman Sachs. You betcha from Goldman Sachs. Now you're seeing the fucking results when your boy Trump there, when he didn't throw all the son of a bitches out of here, because he ain't going to do that, because him and his rich fucking friends want fucking slaves. They want us to be brought down. This is you have to compete with these motherfuckers. You got that? And you ain't going to compete with them, because they're going to get all the fucking goddamn goodies. They're going to get checks in the goddamn mail from the government. They can sit on their fucking ass and do nothing. And you're going to pay their fucking, you're paying to have your own throat cuts, what it comes down to. Why it matters: as the U.S. continues to struggle with a historically high labor market, immigrants are coming to the rescue. Woohoo! Coming Jim Dandy to the fucking rescue. They're coming to rescue us right down onto the fucking streets, without a fucking roof over our head, without heat or fucking food. We rescue us. My fucking ass are fucking invading our country and taking what belongs to us, taking what is our belongs to our prodigy. Rescue of desperate employers, fucking desperate employers. My fucking ass. You want it like the fucking back in the days of the goddamn depression, where you fucking, you know, you say, come here and pick these fucking apples for 3 cents, and people come from all around with everything they got just to get there, and then they 1 cent, and that ain't enough to live on. So fuck you. I don't care if your kids fucking starve. I'm a fucking capitalist, man. Desperate employers, my ass, while also creating new jobs for themselves. Oh, you bet. Yeah, they can be entrepreneurs in your fucking country, but you can't. You can't have access to the fucking God. Well, If you had your free enterprise system, you'd have access to fucking debt-free currency, and you could be an entrepreneur. Every fucking one of us ought to be an entrepreneur. This is our country, right? It hasn't been taken from us through any due process of the fucking law. All we have here is a fucking mountain of fucking fraud leading up to the events that we're living through today. By the numbers, between the pre-pandemic month of January 2020 and July 2023, the immigrant force, our labor force, grew by 9.5%. That compares to a tiny 1.5% growth rate among native born. No, they took what's ours. Okay, and the reason they're taking it, you know, because we're a bunch of fucking pussies and we fucking let them. Our ancestors didn't have it fucking straight. They didn't understand their goddamn rights, but they understood their fucking job. Some fucking goddamn scab came in and tried to take their job. They beat him to death or shoot him. They'd kill them. Letting these motherfuckers come in here. They're foreign fucking nationals. They have no right to be in this fucking country. Their fucking presence here is a violation of our fucking law, because they're taking what belongs to us, and we are not getting our due process of law. They would have to give a due process of the law to each and every individual one of us to take one fucking square inch or one fucking dollar to give to these motherfucking goddamn pieces of third world shit that are boiling in here. Between the lines, the foreign-born labor force is growing for three main reasons. Yeah, I know what they are. Fucking the rich, the fucking 1%, the 1%, the 1%. Immigration, the rate of which the U.S. is giving out visas. There you go. Both temporary. See, if they didn't have these motherfucking third world fucking goddamn slaves, goddamn work permits, they'd have to pay you a decent wage. Seeing how the country belongs to you and the resources fucking belong to you, that was the whole fucking deal, don't you know? They were going to set up like the industries of, you know, timber industry, the steel industry, all the industries that were set up, they got fucking cake deals on the goddamn raw resources. And the idea was that they would pay a fucking goddamn living wage so that the people here could fucking prosper from what belonged to them, because they were did not by then they done got rid of any notion of having that debt-free currency, and the fucking bank, the fucking international banksters, were already fucking taken over. Both temporary work visas and permanent green cards has risen by about 335,000 workers per year over the past 12 months, and it's been that way for years, and you people know it, to a level near record highs. That's partially because the government has successfully begun to clear the backlog of more than 500,000 visa applications that built up over the course of the pandemic. We've been keep bringing that motherfucking pandemic up. Why don't you? It's your boy fucking, yeah, this is fucking, this is the international corporate mafia, both fucking Donald Trump and fucking goddamn Joe shit my pants Biden. This is hand in hand. This is the fucking filthy fucking rich, like it's always fucking been, against the poor. They've got mountains of fucking wealth, but they want you fucking, not only they want what you have, they want you fucking dead. Because you can't even eat a goddamn pine needle off the fucking ground. It belongs to them, they think. And until we stand up, it fucking does. More of those migrants are working. The foreign labor market, or foreign born labor force participation, has jumped by 2.3 percentage points to 67% over the past 2 years. By contrast, native born rate has risen by a mere 0.4% to 62%. So they almost got you, people. They almost got more fucking people in here, foreigners in here, foreign nationals in here than you have fucking American nationals. Just keep fucking waiting. And you keep watching them getting fucking bolder and taking more of your fucking shit, just walking in and fucking taking it from you. Just watch it happen. Because you had the means to stop this from the get fucking go. You just ain't had the goddamn backbone. Well, a lot of people really just don't understand it. And it's such a simple fucking thing. But that's why this site is buried. That's why it's so fucking hard to have somebody fucking tell you about the Bill of Rights, to tell you who you are, what your jurisdictional authority is, and that this motherfucking place belongs to you. And what they are doing is a violation of the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Law of December 15, 1791, in that they do not have the authority to give away what belongs to us as individuals without taking it from us as individuals in their individual capacity in a common law court by a common law jury. Not once has it occurred. That makes every goddamn bit of it fraud. And we have the right to shoot these fuckers out of our fucking country. They're here as a violation, not just of the fucking immigration policies that they fucking put in place with their goddamn fucking merchant law, but which they never see. That's the whole deal. The system's broken. No, you didn't enforce the fucking what. Your policies you put out there. You went out there and you said, God bless everybody. God loves us. God bless everybody. And I'm going to fucking, just like Trump, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to fucking end DACA. I'm going to sign an executive order in DACA. Then every one of them is going out of here. Every fucking, just think what this place would be like. They'd have to pay you a fucking goddamn wage because there would be no fucking choice. This country does not belong to you. Foreign motherfuckers, get out. You're not coming and taking my goddamn grandchildren's future away from me, you son of a bitches. And that's what's happening. Because it's easier to fucking watch it because it ain't happening to me. You know, we get Trump in there. We get Trump in there and might get a lot better paycheck. And I mean, a couple of people have told me this. I've told them straight to their face. I said, yeah, you'll get a better fucking paycheck. Because he'll fucking go and give $3 more trillion to his fucking international corporate mafia brethren. And then he'll throw you some fucking bones. But I'll tell you what, buddy, it'll all be borrowed in the name of your great-great-great-grandchildren. He already owns your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren. They want to own you for fucking, put you in bondage as fucking slaves. And that's what this is really all about. Oh, but I get a bigger pay. Well, I guess that's all that matters is your fucking life, huh? Good thing that our goddamn founders didn't think that way, huh? Good thing they thought about the fucking their children and their children's children and the fact that they had fought for this goddamn place to gain this fucking real estate, to gain this advantage for their fucking families, and they had died for it. They had been tortured for it. And they gave you that fucking Bill of Rights so that you could never have it taken away from you, but man, they missed the mark. I mean, I guarantee you those guys back in those days could not conceive the lack of fucking balls in this goddamn country that I'm witnessing today. I mean, I seen one black fellow on a video and he was talking the right kind of shit, though he didn't understand exactly what was being done to him or how. But by God, he said he was born free and there was nobody ever going to stick a fucking needle or force him to do any goddamn thing. These are the people that need to be reached. But I mean, this goddamn site is so fucking censored and fucking so many algorithms ran. It's hard to get it out, man. It's hard to get it out. But we are, because you see guys like this popping up and saying, fuck you. Come and fucking try it. Come on. I want you to. That's what everybody's, that understands it saying, I want you to come and fucking try it. Come and do it if you think you can. As a result, millions of new native-born workers need to enter the workforce every year just to keep the total native-born force constant, let alone growing. Boy, the first place that we aren't having the children. These motherfuckers are spitting them out because they fuck like fucking rabbits, and they're spitting out the fucking kids, and then they're taking your fucking wages so you can't have fucking kids because you can't afford them because you don't fucking take the goddamn welfare to raise your fucking kids. You pay it out to raise fucking these foreigners' fucking kids, the result of their fucking, and they're displacing you. They're recolonizing this place just like we told you they were going to do with goddamn third world fucking slavery. And you think your boy fucking Trump doesn't want it as much as God, that son of a bitch Biden, you're fucking stupid. All of them are, they're the ruling elite. Don't you remember they told us they were the ruling class? That makes you the ruled class, don't it? As a result, millions of new native-born workers need to enter the workforce every year just to keep the total native-born force constant, to let alone growing. Well, you've got to be having the children. And fucking see, we're not fucking animals. We're not fucking animals living in the fucking goddamn jungle. We don't just fucking until there's 20 fucking kids we can't feed, and we're fucking going to other nations, the first world nations, to feed them, and then you feed them, and then you got that many more fucking, and they're up there, and now the next thing you know, they're sitting in your goddamn lap. They're taking what's fucking yours. They've come to take what's yours, and you have fucking built the fucking monster that's doing it. What they're saying, the foreign-born labor force has made a disproportionate contribution. Oh, no, they haven't. They have made a disproportionate theft. It's called fucking theft. It's all unlawful. It's all fucking fraud. And by God, you cocksuckers know it. If the people would ever fucking wake up and just get those 10 fucking articles through their head and understand them, we'd wipe your fucking ass out of here yet. Disproportionate contribution. Is that what you call fucking giving them goddamn $500 motel rooms or $1,000 motel rooms, paying them goddamn fucking checks as soon as they cross the border? Is that a contribution? Fuck them. They never had no goddamn, they never paid into this system one fucking time. Not that we want this fucking system. We want this goddamn corporate shit fucking gone because it never had the jurisdiction to exist in the first place. We want every bit of our stolen fucking wealth back. And then we won't have to worry about no fucking disproportionate contribution by fucking foreign nationals to reducing the jobs worker gap, writes Goldman economist Tim Krupa. How about just corrupt? In normal times, he calculated the unemployment rates hold steady when employment grows at about 75,000 workers per month. Thanks to immigrants now, however, the U.S. can certainly absorb some 125,000 new jobs per month without driving employment even lower. And that's why you're seeing your goddamn woods ripped out around you. That's why you're seeing this goddamn cities being built in the fucking goddamn woods. We don't need these. That's because these motherfuckers are here. You get rid of every motherfucker that's come here as an act of fucking fraud and treason, and fucking your rent would be fucking $100 a month. You get rid of the fucking fiat currency and go to what we were supposed to have, minted gold and silver, after we take it the fuck back, because the Jews have already hauled it out of here, I guarantee fucking to you, after we fucking take it back. And there would be no shortage of housing. There'd be no shortage. We'd be living the life. We'd be fucking happy. That's what we can. That's why they got to keep telling us, you got to learn to live with less and less, so you can become, so we can pull you down. You're not going to bring these third world motherfuckers up. They have to pull you fucking down to their fucking level, because they want goddamn people. They want what like they had in the colonies. We're a fucking regular fucking commoner walking down the sidewalk. If you're walking down the sidewalk, you stepped over in the fucking mud and averted your eyes and let the fucking corporate gentleman, fucking employee of the fucking crown, walk past you. You sure as hell didn't look him straight in the eyes. He'd have you put in a fucking, into irons and have you fucking beaten. I mean, we're back to where we started, people, and beyond. If the fucking people that stood up at fucking Lexington and Concord could see this fucking shit, they would be so fucking ashamed of their progeny, they wouldn't even fucking probably claim us. What was that other one up there? Might have been good. Why not? Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced plans to immediately deport African migrants after hundreds were involved in brawling and rioting in Tel Aviv. Over the weekend, he says, a red line has been crossed by the infiltrators. No, they were already throwing the Africans out because they had to protect their culture. That's what it was written. We read the articles to protect their culture because their culture is fucking important. Ours fucking ain't. Because we're just fucking goyim, you see. Soulless animals. We don't even have a fucking culture, according to these pricks. Anyway, this is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced plans to immediately deport African migrants after hundreds were involved in brawling and rioting in Tel Aviv over the weekend. He says they redline us. Oh, but you fucking try it. You fucking try to deport these motherfuckers swarming our fucking country. You goddamn fucking racist. You. Let's see what else we got here. The Pentagon is using artificial intelligence to police narratives that represent threat to government. Man, you think you aren't in the fucking Orwellian fucking world of 1984? I mean, this makes that look like a fucking cakewalk. The Pentagon is using artificial intelligence to police. Come police me with a machine. Please. Please come and fucking do it. Just quit your fucking milly-mouthing around. Quit your fucking threatening and do it. This is by Kyle Becker, Becker News. The U.S. Special Operations Command, USCOCOM, has enlisted the services of Accrete AI, a New York-based company, to implement a software solution designed for identifying real-time disinformation hazards across social media platforms. So you're going to have a good... I always try to act like, you know, these computers are thinking it. No, they're thinking per their programming. The programming comes from, you know, a fucking human's mind. And they're programmed with goddamn prejudices, with whatever you might have. I mean, it still comes down to some person fucking programming the fucking computer to come up with 1 + 1 = 15 or whatever in the fuck they want it to say. We are at the dawn of an entirely new type of conflict driven by rapid advances in artificial intelligence, the press release announcing the partnership reads. Whereas unclear proliferation threatened entire populations, AI proliferation individualizes warfare by manipulating target groups through digital means. Using AI, bad actors can promulgate disinformation to exploit ignorance and weaken civil society, causing billions of dollars of damage. And when they come to talk about this, taking, you know, spying on you more, looking up your fucking ass, having a goddamn machine follow you, it always comes billions of dollars because it's all about fucking mammon, people. Don't never forget that. This is the international corporate mafia. You're supposed to be free people, free of fucking any kind of mafia or corporate fucking goddamn control. Individual free sovereign nationals. That is what we are. We fucking bend to no one's fucking will. And the only way we can be confronted is through the fucking common law courts. And they better follow every fucking inch of that fucking procedure in that fucking ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Of dollars of damage to the U.S. economy. You fucking you're handing fucking billions over to fucking Ukraine and you're going to fucking get it. Well, we got to spend a bunch of money on some computers, find out where all the... Well, it won't have that programmed into it now, will it? Damage to U.S. economy commented Prashant Bhuyan, founder, CEO, and chairman of Accrete Incorporated, as a prime defense contractor licensing configurable dual-use AI software directed to the Department of Defense. Accreate is a unique contractor licensing configurable dual-use AI software directly to the DOD, positioned to scale its businesses with defense intelligence and special operations communities, as well as other government and enterprise customers. That was a thing on my screen there. And bolster national security as well as intelligence competitiveness in previously unimaginable ways. So every time, what is all the new technology being developed for, people, to try and fucking control us? They know, God, all we have to do is just bust loose. We have the fucking law behind us. Our law says we are fucking right, and we have the right to kill every one of these son of a bitches that are trying to fucking enslave us. They fucking know it. That's why every fucking, no technology to make life fucking better. It's always, I can see farther up your ass. Everybody should be walking around with a camera on their fucking shoes, because these son of a bitches need to know what you think. They need it because they're scared shitless. They're so fucking outnumbered. They know they're fucking pissing people off, but they don't quite know how to fucking handle it other than trying to fucking kill the population off with fucking biological kill agents, fucking GMO foods, fucking contaminated water, name it. Soft kill. Accrete AI's Argus anomaly detection AI software meticulously examines data from social media, effectively capturing emerging narratives, and subsequently produces intelligent reports. These reports empower military units to swiftly counteract disinformation threats. Now, you talking here about the fucking... Caesar crossing the Rubicon. What are these? What the fuck's in? Are you talking about Americans here, people? You're going to send this goddamn NATO fucking international fucking army paid for us to come fuck with this? Really? Tell them to get their fucking high heels on and get on it then. Because I can't wait myself. These reports empower military units to swiftly counteract disinformation threats. So how? Synthetic media, including AI-generated viral narratives, deep fakes, and other harmful social media-based. See, when you get to the point where some son of a bitch that you don't know is telling you what you're seeing, and telling you what it fucking means, and you're not doing the fucking work with your own fucking mind, you're not exploring it with your own fucking mind, you are in a fucking tough position. You know these son of a bitches, this shit's coming out of a think tank. It's not designed to inform you in any fucking way. It is designed to fucking move you in a certain way, so that you think that these son of a bitches can do all this shit. Fuck them. 85 million fucking guns, man, open up on their fucking ass and blow them clear out of this country. Every one of these fuckers here, man, hang them by their fucking fingers until they are fucking dead. They are the fucking enemy of fucking humanity. Deep fakes. What the fuck is a deep fake? Come on, people. And other harmful social media-based applications of AI pose a serious threat to U.S. national security and civil society. Accrete founder and CEO Prashant Bayon. It's got to be a goddamn foreigner, because nobody fucking operates in this fucking government that's an American national with a fucking old-fashioned Irish fucking name, huh? Social media is widely recognized in an unregulated environment where advertisers routinely exploit reasoning vulnerabilities and manipulate behavior through the international spread of disinformation, Bayon claimed. This USOCOM is at the tip of the spear in recognizing the critical need to identify the analytically predict and analy- to identify and analytically predict social media narratives at an embryonic stage. So this is like pre-crime stage before those narratives evolve and gain traction. Acrete is proud to support USOCOM mission. The U.S. Department of Defense initially joined forces with Acrete. See, what the fuck is the unit, the Department of Defense doing fucking meddling in American goddamn fucking, and what we're talking about on the fucking internet, what we're doing on the internet? It's none of your fucking business. You have no jurisdictional authority. You can't, you're not even supposed to exist. You are a goddamn running fraud in your goddamn existence, and y'all got fucking high heels on. Hey, let's just fucking do this, man. I don't know about the rest of you people, but I've had a gutful of this shit. I've had a gutful of all of it. I'm done with it. Under the licensing contract for the Argus platform in November 2022, additionally, the company disclosed it is its upcoming launch of an enterprise edition of Argus Social for detecting disinformation slated for later this year. Okay, so you've got the selection coming up. This AI software is geared towards safeguarding against urgent consumer or customer pain points, including viral disinformation and deep fakes. The AI can be programmed by the government to comprehend probable social media narratives before they exert an influence on behaviors. That should be it, man. I mean, they should be able to fucking shut you. I mean, shutting down the fucking first article is fucking a goddamn act of war against we the people. That's when we go to the second article. And we're not going to the second article. Why are we not going to the fucking second article? And just go down where this son of a bitch fucking operates, blow his ass away, burn his fucking facility down, and tell him, no, you by God are not. You are in violation of our law. You have removed our courts. We're at the second article. We have a right and we have a duty to destroy you, to preserve our fucking liberty and our freedom and our right to own property. And to get your fucking asses out of our goddamn country. We want our fucking wealth back, by the way. The Nubula social solution, as outlined by the company, aids customers in managing risks associated with AI-generated media, such as smear campaigns. See, here we come. They're working to keep working into that fucking election shit. And, I mean, I read all these articles this morning. And all of me, each one of me, a little more pushing, a little election's coming up. Are you going to go be a fucking retard and fucking participate? Are you? I'm a Democrat. I vote. That's what I do. I vote. That way I vote. This is my right. That's my right to vote. Government agencies and enterprises alike have an urgent need to manage a plethora of risks and opportunities posted by AI-generated synthetic media, Bullion said. I'm going to tell you what, Bullion, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back. This is making me want to puke.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Someday they want to take my
golden cross within my hands, all I needed to be growed up. Homemade ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ramp on Saturday right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answered to what I'd done. Hooks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations. No, you can't. Don't mail nothing. Because the post office will fucking steal it. Because they can steal now, don't you know? Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. 12:43 Pacific time. And of course, that was Hog Jaw would get some when we need to go give some. And that's where I'll just leave it at that. Anyways, we're over here. I think we're going to go. Let's go look at something better. I mean, fuck your. You know what? Give us your artificial intelligence. We'll see if you can make it as fast as we can break it, okay? That's what I think. Fucking nasty bastards. I mean, that's kind of interesting, but this guy, the hood is fed up. Enough is enough. Welcome to the jungle. Let's see what we got here. Okay. In death, woman says her daughter was sex trafficked after school hid gender transition. I mean, the very thought that this is going on and people are allowing it. I mean, I read the headline and it says hide the gender and transition and nobody's killed nobody. I mean, nobody, I mean, you people, you want to put it up on and get me outraged? Maybe it'll get me outraged. Maybe I'll go do it for you. Is that what, I mean, I don't understand this whole goddamn thing. This is by Matt McGregor. This is Epic Times. A woman has filed a lawsuit. Whoa, whoop-de-doo. It's some goddamn lawyers and some goddamn esquires for the fucking king are going to make some more goddamn money and you're going to eat shit. A woman has filed a lawsuit against Virginia School District alleging it's clandestine support of her daughter's decision to change her gender identity resulted in her being threatened, bullied, ultimately trafficked by sexual predators. And if, I mean, it's just one outrage after another. Michelle Blair, a biological grandmother and adoptive mother of 16-year-old Sage Blair, alleges in the lawsuit filed in August that the staff at the Annapomenax County High School directed Sage, who, and upon, man, I'm, God damn it, I've said that a zillion times. Appomattox. County High School directed Sage, who has a history of mental illness issues and early childhood trauma, to change her name and pronouns and to use the boys' bathroom, all the while keeping it a secret from Mrs. Blair. That's all it would take. I would kill your fucking ass if you did that to my fucking child. What's wrong with the goddamn people in this country? While attending school identifying as a boy named Draco, Sage faced abuse from the other students because of the actions of the staff to transition her, Miss Blair told the Epic Times. As she was being verbally, physically, sexually harassed and constant threats of rape from the male students, and despite this, the school still encouraged her to use the boys' bathroom, Miss Blair said. The whole son of a bitch and lot of them, this wouldn't have existed. We have become a fucking something that we were not before, people. We have become, I mean, goddamn, I'm telling you, when I was young, this would have not have fucking happened. The people would have went down and ripped that fucking place apart with their bare fucking hands. Ripped the son of a bitches and these fucking sickos. They would have beat him to death on the fucking spot. And nobody would have said a word about it. Because if something this outrage popped up, but see, it was that incrementalism, that thin edge of that thick wedge that's led us to where we are today. Among the defendants named in the lawsuit are two counselors, Dina Olson and Avery Vi, and Maryland public defender Asiya Chan. It just sounds like a bunch of fucking foreigners to me. According to the lawsuit, Mrs. Olson and Mr. Via, played a key role in deliberately concealing Sage's transition while engaging in inappropriate psychological methods to facilitate Sage's belief that she was a boy, which later led to increased trauma and her decision to run away in August of 2021. Sage, identified as SB in the lawsuit, was kidnapped, drugged, and raped by an adult male who later drove her to Washington, where she was left with two brothers who drugged and raped her again before driving her to Maryland, where she was then left with a registered sex offender who kept her in a locked room only to be trafficked to other men, the lawsuit states. Don't have that fucking tail light. You better have that fucking goddamn seatbelt on, son of a bitch, because we're fucking watching. We're doing our fucking duty out here. We're fucking the Gestapo. We don't give a shit about, you know, the shit like this. A girl getting raped and transferred around and fucking debauchery. But you better have that fucking seatbelt on. You better, that signal light better be working. We'll fucking blast your ass. After Sage had gone, law enforcement found a note that she left her parents, which read, "You've done your job. Jesus loves you. I'm afraid of what is to come if I stayed. Be on your guard. There are bad people around here. All my love," the complaint states. An ideological agenda, though. Law enforcement rescued Sage on September 2nd, 2021. Miss Blair was not allowed to take her home because Miss Chan, who was assigned as Sage's public defender, alleged neglect at home, an allegation that was supported by Miss Olson and Mr. Via Base on the supposition that Miss Blair and her husband weren't acknowledging Sage as a male. I don't think Sage was. She went with her own ideological agenda because of her belief that I was not adequately supporting Sage, Miss Blair said. We got into a courtroom and she came up on a big Zoom screen. I called her name, "I love you, Sage," and she replied, "I love you, Nana," and that was it. The public defender shut it down and convinced the judge that I was abusive because I didn't call her a boy. Really? Baltimore Circuit Court Judge Robert Kershaw, piece of shit, at one point said, had Miss Blair's husband removed from the courtroom for forgetting to use Sage's masculine pronouns. This is not fucking law. This is a fucking dictate of a fucking Khazarian goddamn emperor, motherfuckers. This is goddamn sickness. It's a sickness that needs to be cut out like a fucking cancer. She said the judge refused to acknowledge Sage's need for trauma care. Miss Blair said, telling you what to do, tell me what to say. You fucking, if you ain't a judge to start with, you son of a bitch. You're actually a goddamn enemy combatant because you're in a jurisdiction that you do not belong in. You brought the king's fucking jurisdiction from England over here to my goddamn fucking shores. And you think that you're going to fucking tell me that I have to call my fucking girl a boy? Or get out of the courtroom, huh? Hey, motherfucker, you can be tried too, you son of a bitch. You will be tried. You will be prima facie a fucking guilty, and you will be fucking hung by your fucking neck until you are dead, dead, dead. Mrs. Khan, with the assistance of Mrs. Olson and Mr. Villa, had successfully convinced Judge Kershaw to have Sage put in the custody of the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services, where at Miss Chan's insistence, she was housed with high-risk adolescent males who again sexually assaulted her. The lawsuit states that, man, don't call your fucking boy or girl a girl, man. I don't understand why we went along with it, Miss Blair said, because you're fucking chicken shit. There is no family structures around here anymore. There are, but they're not. I mean, you people that have gone mainstream, you don't even understand who you are, what your family structure has got. My whole family, if they did this to one of our fucking kids, the whole family would be on kill mode. Everybody would be trying to figure a way to get to them and kill them. No two fucking ways about it. You fuck with one of our fucking kids, you die, you son of a bitch. A month later in November, Sage fled to Texas to meet someone she'd met online who she believed was 16, but the person turned out to be another sex trafficker. God almighty. This time, Texas authorities were able to intervene and get her back to Miss Blair, where she remains after having been away from home for over a fucking year. This all could have been avoided if the school had informed me of what was going on instead of keeping me in the dark. So then this has happened to your grandchild, right? I mean, your family knows this happened to one of your fucking family members, and you haven't fucking done anything about it. You didn't go and just kill these son of a bitches. There's obviously no law to protect your fucking ass. In fact, this is interlopers from fucking other fucking countries. This is the goddamn Zionist Jew motherfucking Khazarian motherfuckers coming here to degenerate this fucking country down till it ain't fit to piss on. Mrs. Blair said Sage would not have a lifetime complex. Would not. Bullshit. Sage said would not have a lifetime complex PTSD diagnosis. She will struggle with the rest of her life. Well, I think they fucked up on that. Sage had already spent several months in the foster care system before she was adopted by the Blairs when she was 2 years old and her father died and her mother was unable to care for her junkies. That's what you got here. You probably have junkies. I mean, this is what broke up the families when the United States government brought the fucking crank into this goddamn country. I watched it happen. I watched fucking go from a fucking decent fucking place to a shithole. I watched decent fucking people that were fucking trustworthy turn into fucking goddamn animals that would steal from their own fucking families. She had a history of mental health issues from early childhood trauma, I bet, Miss Blair said. Sage had good days and bad days, Miss Blair said. It's a long road, but where there's life, there's hope, and I'm so grateful she's alive. I got to get this closer to my fucking glasses. More glasses. The lawsuit, Mary McAllister, senior litigation counsel with Child and Parental Rights Campaign, The firm representing Mrs. Blair told the Epic Times that they are using school staff and the public defender for several causes of action, the first being a violation of fundamental parental right of a parent to direct the upbringing of the child, and a second being a violation of civil rights. Fucking shove your civil rights up your civil ass. What you've done to these people here is violated their fifth fucking article right and their fourth article fucking right. You've violated the ninth article by even having these phony fucking courts and giving this kind of fucking power to these motherfucking nobody son of a bitches, unelected fucking pieces of garbage, perverts. And you have fucking, I mean, you've backed goddamn fucking immoral fucking abominations is all in the hell you can call this shit anymore. And there's a lot of people that's just saying, guys, this is just, I mean, fucking fuck the political correctness. This is out of fucking control and it needs to be put back into control. And it, by God, does. By depriving plaintiffs of critical information regarding SB gender identity and sexual harassment and assaults at school, defendants Olson and Villa have infringed plaintiffs' fundamental right to direct SB's upbringing in the plaintiff, in that plaintiff did not have the information necessary to make reasoned decisions regarding how to respond to SB's announcement of a male gender identity, gender identity and the sexual harassment she suffered in the way most appropriate for protecting SB's mental health and keeping her safe, the complaint states. They are suing for violation of Title IV for deliberate indifference to sexual harassment because, according to the complaint, school staff failed to take corrective measures when Sage reported she was being sexually assaulted. As a direct and proximate result of defendants' deliberate indifference to the severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive sexual harassment suffered by SB, the lawsuit states Sage will continue to suffer significant physical and psychological trauma and educational disruption and emotional distress. The lawsuit alleges that Mrs. Olson, Mr. Villa, and Mrs. Chan violated Mrs. Blair's fundamental right to custody of Sage because of a perceived viewpoint about affirming an incongruent gender identity in her daughter. You violated more than that, you son of a bitch. Miss Blair is informed and believes that while SB was in custody in Baltimore, Mrs. Chan asked SB whether SB's parents called her a boy at home, to which SB answered no, the complaint states. Upon hearing that answer, Miss Chan determined without taking into account, no, not without due process of the fucking law. And that's what these cocksuckers are trying to fucking get you to fucking accept. Where is the due process of the fucking law, people, that you are goddamn guaranteed, absolute, unalienable by the ratified law of December 15, 1791. Where is the due process of the law? Where's the service of the fucking papers? Where's the, if they're accused of a crime, where's the goddamn grand jury fucking indictment? Where's the fucking civil complaint in the common law? Where's any goddamn due process these people got? They took the fucking kid. We took her because, I think she's a boy and she thinks, I don't think you should be involved. Really? I'll come see what I think about how your fucking life's going and how I should be involved in your fucking life. That when until people start doing this shit is not going to fucking stop. Yeah. She was taken away from her fucking grandma because this bitch said so. Who the fuck is she? Is she a goddamn grand jury? Is she a fucking goddamn common law jury? Has there been did this woman get due process of the law as described in the Bill of Rights that she is absolutely fucking guaranteed? No, she did not. And it should have been fucking, as soon as you went out of fucking line, as soon as you stepped outside that Bill of Rights, bam, right through the fucking head. You criminal, fucking foreign, motherfucking pieces of communist shit. But that's what is missing. See, that's what they want to get rid of. That's why they want rid of that fucking Bill of Rights. Then they can throw this shit up here like this and say, oh, well, she, you know, when she didn't show me that she didn't call her a boy, I just went ahead and had her took. You did? That's fucking kidnapping, motherfucker. You did not go through and you did not file into a fucking common law court that goddamn woman is entitled to. You did not file a complaint, and you couldn't because you would have had to file in your individual capacity. That woman would have took you in that fucking court and had your ass hung for trying to fuck with her goddamn rights to her grandchild, for trying to think that you have any fucking say whatsoever in the child's upbringing, because I'm here to tell you, you fucking do not. But this is what this is about, people. This is about your due process of the law. Look how this shit was done to this fucking woman. Was there ever a fucking, even a paper filed? Was there a goddamn warrant filed? Was there a goddamn affidavit filed? Hell no. They just fucking did it. They're forgetting that. You keep pushing it and pushing it, just like these lockdowns. Well, we just wrote it down on a paper and did it. That, yeah, you motherfucker, you fucking violated the highest law in this fucking land, which gives me the right to put a bullet right through your motherfucking treasonous head. You're not going to fucking rule over us. You're not going to take our fucking kids. You come and fuck with our kids and see what we give your fucking asses, you son of a bitches. Everybody won't just roll over like these fucking people here. You fuck with the wrong people, we'll fuck with you back. I know I would say I would go get something that hurt you just as fucking bad, but I know you motherfuckers don't have no soul. And the only way to hurt you is to hurt you fucking personally. And you will not get due process of the law, you son of a bitch. At any rate, this has got me irate and sick enough. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But I mean, everything that comes up like this, when you see that they're taking these children away, where is that filing in that common law court that goddamn American national is absolutely guaranteed? And if that person doesn't get it, they have the right to pick up a fucking gun and shoot the son of a bitch denying it, because that is kidnapping. If you do not follow that due process of the law, that is kid fucking napping. You're trying to kidnap your kid. Go blow their fucking goddamn head off. You got the goddamn right. Take your fucking kid and tell him to get the fuck away from you. That's The Word from the Trenches.